Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The right way. Rod Wack. every house, and you people in the chat room, what's going on? That is my song. Beyonce, I'm pretty much using this season now that she's pregnant, because if she wasn't pregnant, I wouldn't be listening, but those songs are so very relevant to me, so I'm living for that song, I'm Not Here. I was here, should I say, because I am here, and I'm still here, and I'm going to be here tomorrow and the day after that. Last week, we was talking about mothers to mothers, there is no other. Tell us why you are a mother. I had to run out, but this day I'm not going to be running out. I thought I was, but I'm not. If anybody that's on this phone line that I've spoken to today, TT Kiana or whatever, TT, first, if you're there, press one. Last week I talked about mothers to mother, there is no other. Tell us why you are a mother. I think that the ballroom has a very big issue with allowing anybody and everybody to be a mother. So in that case, we have a fucked up situation and a generation of children that don't know what's going on because they're not being taught correctly. And they're being taught, one thing I learned that mothers may do, we do as mothers, is we teach how we learn. But if we learned from what we went through, we wouldn't teach that way today. So it should be something different. I, on the other hand, don't teach how I learn because my experience was my experience. Thank you, TT from Switchboard. My experience is my experience. And the way I went about and things, I learned. I've done a lot of things. I've said a lot of things. I've done things that I wish that I can go back and change. But now at my age, I wouldn't change a damn thing. Everything is to help me be where I'm at, and everything serves for a purpose. So when you're teaching to your children, you should teach that way. You need to allow them to go through their experience. You can only tell them what you went through, but you need to say something. And I believe that a lot of mothers and parents don't say anything about their experience, and they allow people to come and say things about whatever it is that, you know, they need to learn or that they may be afraid of or whatever it is that they're dealing with. So last week we had all the overall mothers, and I thank you, Kiana, Angel Dawn, my sisters, TT, Shay Shay. I appreciate your presence and appreciate, and definitely my overall mother, Shanice. I appreciate y'all coming on the phone and giving your points and your views about mothers and how they should deal with their children. But TT had a lot to say and didn't get to say it because we were out, and I was leaving out the door. I had to go, you know, I had a day to have a good day. So I'm here today, and I want to elaborate on that. We're not going to stay on this long. I'm going to go to my mothers and mothers, and then I have a lot of other ladies, because I'm going to rename my show to Sister Show, and I have a lot of other ladies that we're going to be talking about. The ladies and why the gay males or butch queens or some of the butch queens, I don't want to make it where it's a whole thing of butch queens, have the tendency to disrespect femme queens so freely. And why do they feel the need to want to put them in their place? Of course, this is Tins and Chops you're listening to. You need to go get your girlfriend. The number is 347-215-6820, because you're going to learn something. You can also learn a lot about the collections ball. $15,000, October 15th, the house with the most points, and you that think that you are a family and you can get a grand march together, you can also have the opportunity of winning $5,000 with the best grand march. That's also, let me remind you that you will be judged upon your effects and your song, and where every detailed thing will be judged. So just everything detailed thing will be just, so just be on point, okay? We know that it's all in Richmond, Virginia. If you have any questions or you want to know any information, you can always press one, come in and you ask. If you need to get to Jasmine, I'm sure we can arrange that. She is the CEO of the Collection Ball. So all of you girls and all of you kids and mothers on the phone, I hope you got your kids ready for the Collection Ball, because it's planning to be hot, and it'd be hotter if you guys were there. So make sure you all get into the Collections Ball. So I'm going to be pulling – I'm going to do it a little bit different than last week. Last week I interviewed and I spoke privately to – now this week I'm going to bring us on collectively after I allow me and TT to speak. Everyone bring us all on collectively so we can actually be able to talk about that. And like I said, I want to roll into my other topic, which I owe so truly to someone who calls myself a dear friend. So yesterday, I don't know if y'all all heard or if you guys was listening, I was on a roll. You got to go back and get the iCards. Make sure you can just go and you check. And I was on a roll. And someone of mine who calls themselves my very dear friend decided to insult me. Yes, this person has my number, so don't ask me that question. Yes, this person and I talk. And yes, this person is someone I've known since like 16 years old. So they wanted to address me about a word that I said wrong. And the word was, I said credentials, but the word is credentials. And I said it wrong, so they passed, you know, to Kelly. Of course, you know, it's always Messy's Monday. And they passed the read, and then I said in return for them to come on. And they came on as a friend to tell me that I was a dumbass and I was sounding stupid and that my body doesn't shake. And this is a butch queen that was supposed to eventually be the, you know, the godfather to my daughter. So, you know, that's kind of, it was kind of startling to me. And is today, I want y'all to know, because I'm not a fake phony bitch. And if he's decided, if Tyreek decides to do what he said he wants to do, you can do what you want to do. I want to say this to you. You, listen to me, Tyreek Elliott, listen. You can go in the chat room. You can talk about my baby's mother. You can talk about her grandmother. You can talk about my life. You can tell people I'm dying. You can tell people how I get money. You can tell anything you want because I'm not afraid of the devil and I can tell my story. Because in order for me to sit on here like you so angry about me talking and giving advice and people don't know this, America, Radio Land, mothers and fathers and children of houses, if there is something that you like to know about Nicole, if there is something that you would like, you have heard and you want to speak to me, you can always feel comfortable to come and address me because I don't lie about who I am. Whether it was a mistake, whether it was unfortunate, whether it was sad, I don't lie about who I am. You and no one in this world will be able to expose me. I will do that myself. Stay tuned to my story. That's for you. So you can do whatever you want, and you can put whatever you're on Facebook. You're talking, I'm dying. You can do all those things. But that's why we're going to roll into that topic because, you know, we got to be careful. That was, see, a part of my experience. It was me. It's my fault. We pick things and put things in our life because we think that they are our friends and we think that they have our best interests, and we are wrong. And ladies and sisters and women, you got to be careful who you invite into your background when you don't have your wig on. You got to be careful who you invite into your background if you may not have no clothes. Because if they didn't tell you then how you look, but they chose to tell you when you were in a big group of people and they felt too embarrassing you, they are not your friend. And we need to really start to think about who are our friends. I'm sure we can get a lot of mess down if we learn to pick and choose our friends carefully. For me, sadly, you know, that was my experience, a very tacky one. I learned my lesson, and he's over there, and I'm over here. And when I'm over here, I'm going to be attacked by my closest of friends who may have a problem with me or who may feel that I've done anything. But just to let you guys know, I'm not afraid of the devil, and I'm not afraid of anything that anybody has to say or to, I guess, expose. I expose myself. So feel free. I'm still going to have the topic. It's still owed to Tyreek. Tyreek is a non-motherfucking factor, and now y'all are all going to know who he is. Y'all can look him up, Tyreek Elliott, and congratulations now, because he wanted to come and embarrass somebody he ended the statement with as his brother. Now we have a topic based on what he did. So a round of applause to everybody. We need a round of applause. Tyreek name is now in the building. So this is how we're going to proceed. So we will roll right into that. But if any, I'm going to go keep on moving further with my mother's a mother. I had to take a deep breath with that. That was very touching for me. That was a very low blow. You heard what Ava said. Hit a Dorian Corey. Get him below the belt. It's shade. You know, so sometimes people are going to do that. But back into being a mother, the reason why I'm going to teach about this and teach from what he did to me is because I am a mother. And I want to teach all the young kids and all the little junior femme queens and femme queens and my sisters and stuff, that maybe we need to start evaluating our circle and excommunicating ourselves from people who mean us no good, that's willing to wait, that's sitting back waiting to get in an argument with you, to turn you. So I want to teach my kids, and I want to show everybody these are the things that we need to prepare for, and that we got to be careful, you know, while we moving along in life. We do. We have to be careful with the people we pick. So this is very, this, and I'm not attacking Tyreek. Thank you, and I thank you because you will allow me to tell my story, and you will allow me to be able to teach from this. So I thank you for your insults and everything. But what I will say is that it's done and it's over. And for me, you know, girls, ladies, sisters, for me, how I'm going to handle it will be quietly in my thoughts another way, but publicly for y'all, that you just leave these people alone. You get them out your life. They are not your friends. That is no more. Him and I could never come back from this, because it would always be a situation. And that's what we have to learn. Everybody's not there for you. Everybody's not your confidant. They're your constituent. And you really have to learn the difference. So I'm going to go ahead over on to my sister TT, and I'm going to we're going to finish talking about, you know, the mothers and basically what we need to learn from and how we need to teach and what we should be saying, because we're not telling our story. We're lying. We're not telling the truth. You don't want your kids to know. So. So we just named, and TT brought it to me, and you there, TT. She brought it to me, and she said, "Bitch, what are you scared for?" And I said, "You know what? You're right. Why should I be afraid to say, because I don't want people to think, or I don't want people to say, well, guess what, Tyreek? Y'all can say whatever y'all want, because I'm going to do it anyway. And guess what? What you were, I would die with. I was here. I lived. I learned. I was here." So, TT.
That was in Florida.
TT, hello?
Hello.
Hello? I hear somebody there. Is that you, TT? No?
No.
It's a mess. Okay, well, TT, are you there? Say something. I hear it. They said you're there.
Hello?
Yes.
Didn't I told you I was doing, give me a minute, girl.
Oh, you're still doing something. Okay, hold that pose. So, no, because she brought you in. Okay, hold that pose. Check and see if Kiana's on the phone. If Kiana, if you're on the line, could you press 1? Angel, if you are on the line, could you press 1? Any of the mothers that were here last week and gave your interview and you have spoken and anything, any of y'all that's on the line, please be sure to press 1. If anybody would like to address, yes, you could send them to. We have a caller. I may be one. That's maybe. If I say drop these them things, drop it. This is not. I'm not going to go through that. If you have something that you want to say and read me, you do it on Monday. But I'm just today is my story and my time. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello, private caller. I guess not. Thank you very much. So, like I said, if you the mothers that was here last week, if y'all are on the show, or y'all should be here. Y'all need to be pressing 1. This show is a platform for all my sisters and all the ladies and femme queens and all the feminine beings that, you know, that want to learn how to do it right, or want to learn a lesson about those who have done it right or are doing it. You can press 1. You can come up here. You can ask any question that you like about you, your upcoming of being a femme queen, and your upcoming of what you should do. I think that we should all learn to be afraid, not to be afraid of what we don't know, but learn to ask, you know, say it, you know, ask somebody so that you won't be stupid and be making decisions that you also will have to learn from, probably a little bit different than I learned from it. So just be careful about that, and please find a way to ask. Anybody, like I said, is there anybody there, switchboard? Mm. the collections board, y'all, we're going to have to all get up in the building, your mothers and your fathers. I hope that y'all all discussing your routines and your movies, and y'all have gotten all your travel arrangements and stuff ready. It's very important because this is going to be a night to remember. You got $10,000 on one hand, and then you got $5,000 in another hand. So what's juice? Y'all going to get up on this floor, and y'all need to be making it happen. Well, I don't have any of my callers here, and well, I'm not actually sure, but TT and she needs a second. Just give me a, and she needs a second. So, like I said, I'm going to talk, if I don't get in to talk to, if my mother's doesn't call, you know, I can always go right into my other topic, and we can just do a random press one, and you guys can tell me, how do you feel? So don't be afraid to press one. It's just it is going to be a slash topic show. Where are you? It is going to be a slash topic show. So you can also press one to talk about what I just finished saying. You can also press one, and you can just hear to elaborate on what I was saying about why as males and you know, as, I'm going to just say feminine guys, or you guys that have very close fem queens or lady friends, why do you wait until moments where you can embarrass or you're very, very upset to express in a read, how do you feel? Why is it so easy for you guys to attack us, is basically what I'm saying, and not all of you. So please don't think that I'm talking as all of you and people, but I'm going to say how it is, though. You know, why do a lot of butch queens feel the need that they can just attack fem queens? And fem queens, how do you feel about that? What do y'all think about it?
Yeah.
Is anyone there? TT, are you ready yet?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start off real fast with that mother-to-mother thing.
I want to go back to the what she's back, baby.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we're going to move fast. Okay, bring her on. Bring, hello, everyone. Miss Angel is now, who's, oh, wait. Is that her? No, that's not. All right, I have a caller. Hold on one second. 215-615, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, Nicola.
Hi, London, how are you?
Hi, I don't want to read you tonight because I still don't want to get molded up the collector. But I just want to say, you know, I feel for you right now because I just want to talk about the little wandering eye Blocky.
Uh-huh.
Blocky with the wandering eye, the little midget that is trying to attack you.
I just want to say
it's sad how you try to make a friend out of somebody and tell them all your secrets, and then they want to turn on. As soon as something goes wrong, they want to just turn on you. It's really sad. That's why I don't have any friends now.
London, you from London. Like, how do you think are the gay guys like that towards the femme queens there? Like, where they are very, you know, they get, when they get angry, ooh, they want to whoop their ass. They want to go off and say all these angry things and be, you know, does that happen over there too?
No, it doesn't happen over here. We call them gentlemen because they are gentlemen and they treat us like gentlemen. If you are a transgender, they love you and they treat you like you're a woman you want to be.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, so I need to go there with you, says honey. That's where I need to be. Well, I want to go back with one thing you said. No one is ever going to be considered to tell my secrets. I'm not a restricted girl. I don't have secrets. If you don't know, it's probably because you didn't ask or you missed the event where I was talking about it, because I don't have secrets, London. So I say that you know, because she's going to be in the chat room. She may be putting all my business in the chat room, so you can just check it. But I really don't care. And if anyone wants to know something, you can just come and say that to me. But thank you so much. Go ahead.
I meant to say, if you confide in somebody, and then anything you tell them, they come back and they say something different. You
and
know?
They take
like,
it, and yeah, they take it at the, I know what happened. And you are right, I like the word you use, attacking. All over Facebook, all over this, TT, I'm all these dying, this, I'm all this, attacking me. And I can't understand for nothing where did this come from. So, but it's okay. I'm not bitter about it. It's going to happen. I'm here on this phone talking to y'all. So I would expect, but it's just so unexpected that it's so close to you. But then again, is it really? Is it really? Mothers, are y'all on the line? I thank you, London. If you be, you could stay always right there and just come in because
okay.
Long as you're nice and a lady tonight. Today's ladies' night, you know, sister to sister.
All right, thank you.
Okay. If you mothers on the phone, Angel, press 1. Her hand should be up, 267-97. Hold on. 978. Kiana, she could be calling from a 71 number. So if y'all gonna, my guess is, are y'all on the line? Please press 1. I like the callers to come in, call in, and address us. So TT,
yeah.
you heard sis, what happened? I said, say the numbers again. Angel should be a 267-978.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know what happened with you and Tyreek, but you know y'all both very dear to me. I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, Angel, you there?
Hello.
I'm getting that last
one. Hello. Well, I'm not asking for your opinion about him and I. I'm asking for your opinion about the scenario, period. I don't need no one to come in and what's name or get me with that's light work for me. You know, I was Tyreek, and now I'm this. So that's light work. But I was asking when you said you wanted to talk about what I was saying, period, about the whole, they can wait, the whole Butch Queen feeling the need to disrespect so crazily.
Well, you know how I deal with them. Every chance I get, I tear their ass down. I don't play with them like that. No, I'm just being real. You know that. No, you know that.
But the disrespect is so unnecessary. It's so, Angel, you ever been involved with been around a Butch Queen and he's your friend? Well, listen, it happens to him at the beginning of the time. Tracy Africa, the cover of the box, you know, it was a Butch Queen who spilled her tea. Why do they feel the need to disrespect us? And why is it so strong? Why is it so angry? If somebody got, y'all got to move away from your computer or put your phone on mute or something because I can hear myself. Google. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Angel, is that you near the computer? Switch one. Make sure it's just two mics on.
No.
MT, is that you?
Is that me? What?
Near a computer. Somebody's near a computer, and I could hear. I was able to hear myself. Angel, did you hear what we were talking about before you came on the show?
Yeah, you were talking about Butch Queens being disrespectful, basically.
Yes.
Well, as far as them getting physical, I don't really walk around without security. So normally, as soon as they start getting a little bit out of line, they get gripped up. So I don't really, you know, because I think that's just the best way to be. But, you know, I'm 5'3", so I just don't be feeling that. So I always, you know, be around security, especially, you know, the one time I let my guard down, I gagged a little bit. So, you know, I never let that happen again. So, yeah, I always have security. And but as far as them, like, I don't really have too many Butch Queens around me, like, in my personal life like that, enough where they're in my straight world life where they would be spilling my tea.
Right.
So I can't really, I don't know, I can't really, you know what, there was actually a topic brought up in one of the girls' rooms around, I think it was like, if you are a girl and one of your, like, family members wanted to holler at me or something like that, would you dish my tea out to your cousin or your brother or whatever?
Hell no.
Huh?
It
ain't none of their business. But as my friend, you should know not to cross that line either.
But that's the time when they get to have
tea,
power.
But your tea is not my family's business. What you are is not my family's business. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
and as my sister, you shouldn't be cruising my brother or my cousins or none of them like that.
You know, but I agree with that to a certain extent. But see, even in, like, the straight world, people just, and family intermingles, it just happens. So I think that with, it depends on how close of a family member it is. I don't think I really want to fuck with my girlfriend's brother just because it's just messy, period. It always just causes controversy and confusion. And, you know, a bitch like me who gets her own pieces, bitch, I don't really need to be talking to your brother. Like, I can just, you know, I can let that one go.
I mean,
I feel like this. I'm not going to, if I come to your house, now say if it's on your own time, if you met them at a club or something, like, that's something different. But if you brought me to your house and you got, let's say, uncles, brothers, cousins, or whatever, as your friend, as your sister, I'm not going to entertain any of them. You know,
right.
At the same time, I shouldn't, you know, I would be very uncomfortable if he was like, oh, well, she's a, you know. That shit ain't cool,
because
I would never do that to my sister.
Well, I think that's another lesson that the mothers should be teaching their children, because I see that happen a lot. And I see you bring young people, young kids, or, you know, femme queens around, and they swing their hair, and they pop, they toot, they bud, and, you know, they do this. So I think that's another lesson that should be brought on from mothers to their ladies, because they do that a lot. It's like something they consider normal. What, Miss Thing? What did I do? What do you mean? What are you doing? What, you have to be so loud, and you have to be so I'm there in front of my brother or my cousin, or, you know, whatever
male
figure that I brought you around. That's just not right. You don't do that.
Well, you know,
but
true. But why would you even bring? Yeah, but you ain't even supposed to bring those type of girls around your people anyway.
Well, it happens, Angel,
yeah,
in the sense that when you grow up with somebody, like, I don't have a lot of things in my surrounding now because I've learned my lesson. And from my experience, I've learned that you will be catering to someone, helping someone. You'll be there. The reason why I say Butch Queens, because this is what we deal with, but there are people, period, that do the same thing. So I move myself. But these are the people that you may have grown up with or been around you all your life and may not like where you at in your life or may be uncomfortable with what people think about you or say, so they choose to, you know, corrupt it with their thoughts or what they know or what they know about you from the past. So it kind of like happens. If I'm with Titi, I've known Titi forever. I'm going to my mother's house. I take her to my mother's house where my uncle and my brother and them and stuff is there. So, you know, that stuff kind of happens, and that's not fair that what happens out of it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you know what? I don't know. I ain't taking certain people with me. Even though I might love you down. I mean, I don't know, because I just live, like, my straight life is real stern. You know what I mean? And it's really, it ain't given I'm trying to even be out there like that, even if you thought like that, smallly. I ain't trying to bring my girlfriend around me that's just kind of, you know, she a little spookable, a little bit too much. This ain't her place. This is a time and place for everybody. And I love you down, and maybe you might come to the barbecue where there's a lot of room and shit like that, but you can't come and my grandmother's, that ain't working, especially my uncles and stuff are dead, bitch. They ain't going for that.
Well, people, family, people are certain. If you're on the line and you're listening to this topic, like I said, we're talking about mothers to mothers and what they should be teaching their child, what they should be teaching the generation now that's going to create the generation for tomorrow. And we're also talking about people, not like I use the word butch queen, but I must be clear. I'm people, period. You know, it happens. It could be one of your close girlfriends and she's a cunt. It can be one of your close friends and he's a straight man. People, period. And when it's something about with femme queens that I say that the respect is so aggressive, the disrespect is so aggressive and it's so angry, and you really would be overwhelmed at how somebody would jump bad at you and what they got to say about you. And it's like, really? You felt that way? So
yeah,
if
you know
on the
what,
line and you want to come into this conversation and you would like to address any one of us or the topic, you can feel free to press 1. I am not looking for anyone to come up here and be insulting. If you have my story and you choose to say it, you do it correctly and you can stay. But I don't want anybody to come up here and be trying to insult or read or have anything negative to say. You can keep it moving.
I mean,
you know,
both of my friends are, go ahead, Angel.
No, Titi, you go first.
You know, most of my friends are BQs. I have some cases, but most of my friends are BQs. And most of them respect me anyway. But my thing is, the ones who really feel like that, you know, those are usually girls who really wanted to be girls, but they didn't have the courage to do it, so they're really angry.
Somebody said that earlier.
No, it's the truth. Like, you know, they're really angry at us, so you know, like that's why that's always the first thing that come out their mouth. Oh, I'll beat that bitch out of drags, or I'll tear her out of drags. And, you know, that's how they, because they want to be us so bad, but they couldn't cut it. You know, they ain't have the courage. And, oh, well. So, you know, they do all the opposite, you know. They do the opposite and build themselves up, and then they be even more miserable. Because they be big niggas who really want to be girls. And, you know, they can't.
Hey, Angel, would you say that's pretty much it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think necessarily that they want to be girls. I think
yes,
that it's look. I think that it can be intimidating to them, because we need to remember that we were them and now we're this. So we see them for what they are. We see them for what they do. And us as ladies, the way we may handle it, you know, we don't necessarily me personally, I'm blowing it up. I'm blowing you out and I'm blowing it up, because you're not going to sit here and make me look like a fool. I was you. I know what this is giving. But when you're sitting around someone and it's your friend, and y'all, you know, y'all think y'all cool and all that stuff, they'll wait until a real delicate moment, and then they will attack you. Most of my butch queens are friends too. They may attack. Most of my friends are butch queens too. I stay out of the circle of femme queens. I don't want to be debating about their man, and I don't want to be mad. I don't have anything against any lady, because I don't think them as a, what they got is them, and what I got as a lady is me. So what they doing does not bother me. How they look does not upset me, and I'm have no reason to be in a circle trying to be mixed up in that type of stuff. So most of my friends are butch queens, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I am disrespected by overall butch queens. No, normally it comes from people that are very close to me.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure we can relate on this phone, and you listeners out there, that, you know, so you get a lover, a boyfriend, okay, and somebody tells Andrew, the boyfriend, something about you. Okay. For hell, it may be true, but you would gag at the person that told the new friend that you're trying to get involved with about you. It would be someone close that think they know enough about you to destroy you or to sabotage your situation. So I say that to say that we have to be very careful. We have to sometimes change our situations, and sometimes we have to go through a learning experience in order to get to where we are, where we're not into that, and you're not doing that, and you're not dealing with some type of people that can do that. So our experience can sometimes be our fault, because this is what we allow ourselves to get associated with. So that's where I think when it comes down to butch queens and how it goes, I think it's bigger than just them wanting to be women. I think you have surpassed them, and you were them, and now you're this. And it's very, well, I
but
hope that
every,
bitch.
Every BQ doesn't want to be a girl. And I will say this because I've witnessed it. Some girls, some femme queens are so aggressive, and they just swear that every goddamn BQ. So it's just like a boy that swears that every goddamn femme queen. It's annoying. You know what I'm saying? Some of these girls are so aggressive to these butch queens, and they don't use.
Right, and yeah, and they put us all in the same category. I mean, butch queen, they say, she said that she wanted to yak me. She said that to you? I be gagging, because it is also may how the femme queens may carry it. So, well, they're not being taught right. Them femme queens that don't be taught right. I'm sure that that's not something that a butch queen can say about you. You talking about you wanted to use their piece, or when you met them, you start talking to them like basically like a dude, like, okay, well, this is what it is, and this is what I want. That does happen, but it doesn't happen from a different selective of girls. So I think that happens, and that the femme queen who doesn't know nothing and doesn't know how to do anything, of course, speaks anyway out her mouth. So if like I said earlier, if y'all, anybody on the phone and y'all want to join this conversation, plus one, I've spoken to a lot of you people. Y'all all on there. I got the time. I will vanish. We're here talking about mother to mother, and why is the disrespect to femme queen so harsh? I'm maybe coming from someone so dear to you. So, would you have ever had a situation like that, Andrew, that have happened? So you said no, because you don't bring these people into your circle.
Yeah, and I really don't, and there's no shade. Like, people, if you know me, you know I'm a very private person. I have a really, like, I have a very stern straight life too, so I'm like cut in half, and I leave my gay life extremely separate because I'm most of the time normally married in like a long term relationship where we live together, so I don't have a lot of gay people come to my house unless you're family, and that's a very small select few. Now the few times that I have had house meetings at my house, they know we have a little conversation. Listen, y'all could be gay all you want. Don't, if you go up in them normally for balls, do not come up in them to my house. Because 9 times out of 10, it's probably ballroom drag and not my neighborhood drag. So you come to my house, and y'all cannot sit outside with your gay shit. Y'all can come inside all you want. I will pump the beat. You can hide all down. I'm going to take the shit off my dining room, flop, dip. But don't be running in and out. Don't be trying to cruise the trade in my neighborhood and all of that. It's just not the place for that. You know, and you just got to respect the fact that this is my lifestyle. In the same way I respect your lifestyle. You're coming into my home and into my environment, so don't be blowing up my block. I got to
You sound like Tiana. She sound like, you sound like Tiana from Atlanta.
Because they
I don't do a lot of company in my house, period.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, when you're young, you probably didn't, but I don't. I think my house is my place away from y'all. So why, if I bring everybody here, then why would I, you know, have my house? I can't
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. That's why I'm usually away somewhere. You know, and it's be like, thank God. You know, people invite themselves. They're like, oh, you know what, Cece, I would have stayed with you, but you live so far out. And I'd be saying to myself, thank God.
Thank God.
I don't even have to tell you now.
That's the same thing I do. That's the same
I ain't even
I
have
do,
to
baby.
Tell you now.
Well, ladies, y'all on the ball. Where's Danielle? I did ask for her to come up here. I want where's the ladies? Is there anybody that can relate to this situation or it even being it happening to you? I told my story. So, where is there any disrespect? Is there any mothers on the phone line and any callers that would like to address this conversation? You can press 1. But moving right along, Cece, when we was on the phone last week, you was talking about what mothers feel the need to say and what they don't say. And you were saying something like, basically they don't say, it's, you can't make anyone do anything, but it's your duty to say exactly what you go through. Some people feel, well, Angel, you can't say this or you're not going to give, I can't give this because they're going to do what they want. Well, that's up to them to do. Your point is to say in it. Tisa, you can elaborate on that?
No, what I was saying was, because I heard a lot of the mothers saying that, you know, like their kids can't tell them nothing, or they don't listen to their kids, and so, and I don't think that it should be that way, because first of all, these kids are really not kids, these are grown-ass men and women,
That's
you
true.
Know, so you talk to them any kind of way, that's when you get the, you know, the disrespect and all that. These are grown men and women. I mean, anybody who's ever been around my mother know that that lady is a stern set. But she listens to me, you know? She listens to me. She'll hear me out and hear what I have to say. Now, if it's wrong or right, you know, she going to let me have it. But she listens. Even my gay parents did. Poochie, JoJo, they all listen, you know? You can't just, these are like, you calling these 23, 24, 25, calling them kids, and you speaking to them like they 15 and 12, and that shit, it just never works. It never works. That's the truth. That's why.
But, you know, it's all in your parenting skills. If you be real stern with them, too stern, they're going to just definitely rebel against you and do the complete opposite, and they're going to also feel like you don't know where they're coming from. So sometimes you got to relate. You got to put yourself in their shoes. And then, you know, I think a lot of it had to do with, like, them being, like, slutty and stuff like that. Child, let them be slutty. Just make sure they protect themselves.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to stop it. That's just like talking to a teenage daughter, cousin, or anything, trying to tell them don't have sex before marriage. They're going to do it. You can tell them, I would rather you not do it because it really, you know, you can tell them all the dangers and stuff like that. But at the end of it, you have to make sure that they're equipped with the knowledge to, if they're going to do it, that they do it to the best they can and not to be caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at with it.
Well, a lot of things I think is that you. My most complaint with it is, as long as you're doing it, you can't stop anything. Like you said, these are grown men and women. They are going to do what they want to do. But when you see something going about, and you know from your own experience, and you know what it's all going to lead up to, I think it is wise to tell your child or someone that you are being a leader to, or you're someone that you're a mentor to, the way it is, how they're going to learn it. It's totally up to them. But you did your part when you as a mother or as a leader or as a mentor have spoken to them. And the thing I think that a lot of times with mothers, people that are mothers, when they speak to their kids, they speak in circles. Like they can't tell because they are secret themselves and they have no right being a mother. So they can't tell their child why they're telling them not to do this. They're telling them just don't do it. And when you tell somebody just don't do something and never really break their why and can't tell them anything that will make them think about it twice, you really think that they're going to listen to you?
But half of our experiences ain't the experience anyway. Like, I think they have to experience a lot more now than we had to because it's so much more.
Well, I think their experience now is a lot easier.
Mm-mm.
Because of our experience. I think that their experience now gets to be a lot easier. Look at all the things that they have available to them. Look at all the,
exactly.
I mean, if they heard
that's
it.
That's why they have so much more. Like, they have to go through so much more, I think.
I disagree with that part. I do. I don't think that they have to go through more than we do. I think so. I think that they're going to, of course, be getting you know because the generation goes, so you always get stunned by something from your past generation. Something always rumble over into the next generation, whether it be craft, whether it be this. But I do think by the way life is today and things and the resources and all the things that are available, that it's pretty easier for them and for their experience. I don't know. I mean, you say that you don't think that, but I think that it's pretty. Why would you say that it's harder? TT, are you there?
I'm here.
No, I'm asking. Why would you say that? Why it was harder?
It's just so much more. Like they have to deal with so much more. I think so. We have to deal with a lot more than we had to. A lot
Andrew,
easier.
What do you think? You think that's true as well?
What, that they have to deal with so much more as far as what? Like as far as having or being around each other or being, what are you saying? It's so hard to be, what?
Much more of this experience, period. Their life experience, period. The way we came and what we had to.
I don't think they, no. I think they got way easier.
Yeah.
I don't think they had
it. I think they had it way easier because it's just more societally accepted and exposed.
Only thing, that's the only way it's easier. Like, you know, I mean, we didn't really have to fight. We didn't really have to fight no battles. Like, the older girls did all that.
Yeah.
Well, let's take some. Okay, wait. Oh, let me, let's take a. We are sitting here on Monster Street and we are chit chatting. It's 12:34. I want to take some callers. If anybody, a bunch plus one, the first caller of the evening, well, not the first caller, but the caller of tonight on the Sister to Sister Show, 862-215. You're on the air. Hello, 862-215. You're on the air. I guess not. Anyone else? If you want to say something, if you want to speak, if you want to join this conversation, feel free. You are open to, but just press 1. 704-241. You're live on the air. That's Yelly. Danielle?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, welcome to the Sister to Sister Show. Were you listening to our conversation, Angels on
How
the Line and TT?
How are you, Sister Nicole?
How are you? I'm great.
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
That's Angel and that's TT.
Hi, Angel. Hi, TT. I was just listening to the show. And, I mean, I feel like what happened with you and in Tariq? What happened? What actually happened?
I'm actually sure. I just know that I said a word that he didn't think that I was right, and he basically wanted to tell me how stupid and foolish I sound, and he did so by calling Kelly, and then, I didn't think it was that serious, so I told him to press one, and he pressed one, and he called me a dumbass sounding stupid, and I was a little bit pushed back by it, like my wig, literally, because I didn't understand what I had did. Like, even if he felt the need to want to correct me, he knows my number. He was going to be the godfather to my baby, so I didn't know what I had did. But when I was sitting there, and the train short stopped, and it went forward, and I came back, when I leaned back up, I said, I was feeling too fab. And somebody had to come and stop me, and that's what happens when you're in motion and you're moving. Okay. You're moving. So someone comes to stop me. So he did that, and I was a little bit befuddled by it, so I made it have the topic because I'm not going to attack him from it because he's known me forever. You want to throw that type of shade and you want to end it with my brother, then that's fine. Tariq is not my brother or sister.
Well, there are a lot of Bush queens that do, you know, say they're your brother, you know, slash sister, and then they do read you behind your back. They do, you know, read you to other folks and then still come at you and still say, hey, brother, hey, sis. So that happens, you know?
Right. So my thing is, do they teach him from it? I'm going to teach from it now.
You say you're going to teach them?
Yeah, I'm going to teach from it, not teach them. I'm going to teach from it. I'm going to teach from my own experience what just happened, because that would mean that we need to be more careful who we bring in our surrounding. That would mean we need to be more careful who we call our brothers and sisters today. That's what that would mean. So I actually thank him. I think it's a valuable lesson. And now that's one less person that I'll have to come and insult me. And he probably would like, he's doing it on Facebook as we speak. So, saying all these things or whatever. I'm not going to respond like that. You know, if I need to see you, I will. And I'm going to be as much as a positive mother as I can about it, because that's why I'm mother and that's why he's mad. So, and that's real sad, because he has witnessed hand on hand how many people I've helped, and he's called me himself for my own detailed resources. And we have been, so that's sad for me. I'm really hurt by it, but we, you know, so be it. It's going to be what it's going to be, and that's what happened.
It's not serious. You know,
right.
It's other things to worry about.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, this is a topic based upon it, and we're going to thank him for it, but it's not about you, and it never was about you, and it's never going to be about you. This is about me and my show, and now I'm going to teach from what he did. So that's what's going to end up happening. But everybody that want to join this conversation or join the topics, not that conversation, but the topic of hand, or want to come on here and talk about the collection board or anything, want to say, press one. Get up on the air.
I got something else to say.
Okay,
go ahead. As far as the girls, like as far as the teaching or the girls getting teachings or whatever you want to call it, these girls, they don't want to know shit now these days. They don't want to listen to the girls. They think they know everything. They think they know what's going on. They think the girls ain't been through nothing. You know what I mean? They think you just talking mess to them. Like, and then half the time, you ain't got the patience for the shit anyway. As a mother, I have never been a mother, but I know I can imagine. You know what I mean? You don't have the patience or the time for the shit anyway. So half the time, you don't really bother. And it's a lot of mothers that shouldn't be mothers, but it's a lot of mothers that should be mothers. There's a lot of kids that don't listen either. And it's a lot of film queens that disrespect each other and then come to say auntie and all this shit afterwards. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and you can't, they don't listen. That's what they said earlier. I think they don't listen. I'm not concerned who's listening. If I can get one person to just think right or to think for a moment, then I'm good. Mm-hmm. If you could just think about what you're doing or what you're bringing in your life, just think for a moment. Sometimes it just takes one moment. And my mother, Joseph Princess, used to tell me that all the time, like, okay, wait a minute, Nicole, let's think about this. Because you'll be going off and you this and that and everything. So as a mother, all you can do is just, you know, take a moment, let's think about what's going on, and then you can let them know. If they're going to go off and, you know, do whatever they're going to do, that's going to be totally up to them, and they are going to have to learn from it.
Yeah.
Go. TT, Angel, y'all still there?
You know something, though? Everybody isn't going to want to be, when we were younger, did you, really listen or take
anything
from the girl? No. I'm talking about from the girls that you really didn't want to be like, or...
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah.
you didn't maybe not listen, but, like, you know, took heed to it, but it was, like, a little bit more respectful. Like, ballroom.
We were way more respectful because the older bitches that came up before us didn't play no games.
Right.
Yeah, but they were seasoned different from how we were seasoned. Yeah, they didn't play no games. You're right about that.
And if you disrespect, you was called up immediately. Not next week. Not this way. You was called up on the set when you're whatever. You, excuse me?
Right.
So they were taking...
It's a lot of lack of respect in the ballroom community as far as with everybody. You know what I mean? A lot of people need to be checked and know their place. You know what I mean? Not just the bush things. You know what I mean? Because it was a different ballroom back then. It's just not the same anymore.
I mean, everything changed and everything goes more and moves accordingly. But when we say differently, so now let's go into our tea. So we came out. And there were people before us who didn't play. The people that came out after us has changed it. What was our part? Did we not play? Do we do our part? Do we do the teaching so that generation before us, one or two, you said it, a lot of them are not listening, one or two will do things different from the tactics of just this lifestyle, not ballroom. That's another topic I'm going to have, just the lifestyle. It's not, ballroom is a recreation in the lifestyle. It is just a part of the lifestyle. This lifestyle comes with a lot of things.
Yeah, it does come in a lot of things, but would you say we did our part?
I say what was our part? Because Titi said the people before us did play that. So we're the generation before the generation that we say that are so different and that they are so disrespectful. Well, then what do we do? What didn't we do to make sure that didn't happen or that these girls are not microwaves or are the
I was on vacation a lot, but not on top of just like real children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot more, you know, charges that bitches ain't trying to go to jail for. I think that's why the girls ain't, you know, backing these bitches up.
Do we have any more callers? If you're on the line and you want to get into this conversation, you're a femme queen, you got something to say about some horrible disrespect towards you. If you're a mother and you want to talk about how and why you are a mother and you have missed the platform last week, you can press 1 and come on the phone line and we can get this popping. Everybody's there. If you're listening and you, I guess if you're just listening, don't press 1. But, we have a caller. The next call is 267-992. You're on the air. Oh, back up from the computer if you're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is London again on my other cell phone.
Hi, London. I love
you,
baby.
You don't sound as good as you. And take back up against the computer because I need to speak London. I need to. That's not London.
That's not London. Who's this foolery bitch?
Thank you.
Okay, wait, London.
267. Wait, London. Let's see what she has to say. 267-922. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Where did that imposter go?
Listen, you have something you want to say about the show?
No, the imposter disrespected me, and I didn't even get a chance to say anything.
Okay.
It's all you.
That voice is off.
That voice is hard.
You look hard.
Oh, look, I don't want to go back and forth. London is sitting here on the low riding on the show, so it couldn't be you, and you're echoing. So if you want to address this topic, you could, but if not, I'm going to have to let you go.
She's echoing because she wants to hear herself talk.
Okay, Switchwood, let that number go, please. I don't want it to echo in my ear. London, are you there? Can the real London stand up?
Here.
The real London.
Yeah,
are you there?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
America, listen to the voice. London?
It's me.
Okay.
Okay.
She's here.
Hi, London.
Hi, how are you?
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too.
Yes. London is so great. Is there anyone to call us other than people trying to become London? She's low riding. So if there's any other callers that want to come on the phone and that would like to address anything that we were talking about, hold on, we have a caller. 224-766, you're on the air.
I'm going to make your panel mad as hell.
Oh, go. Whoa. Okay,
hello.
This is the overall Midwest mother, Tyana Ebony. Welcome
right.
to the Sister to Sister show. And what is it that you have to say about this damn topic?
A lot of people, the reason why you cannot get a lot of people, a lot of these kids to respect you or anyone else, not saying you guys, but I'm just saying you in general, because you sit back and get high with them.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get high with you and respect what you say? Hell, I'm thinking you
shit it all over the track for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So once we stop getting high with our kids, we'll be all right. We'll have our kids to respect us. Don't anybody that knows me know that any of my kids don't disrespect me at all. At all. And we all probably about the same age. But when I say step the fuck back, they step the fuck back.
That's
so,
right.
That's our problem. You can't get high with these kids and expect for them to respect you.
I think that's a lot of the parents' problems and a lot of what that gets confused, because then that's when they look at them and say, what the fuck could she tell me?
Right. That's the thing. But you know what? That's just not going on in the scene. That's in real life. That's in real life. That's why a lot of kids disrespect their parents. You know, a lot of people, that's the whole thing right there.
Tyana, who was you yelling at?
Who was I yelling at?
What was you munching? Because you sound hoarse.
I am hoarse. No, I had a cold. I'm just.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, we want to know. I want to know where you had smoked at.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was looking for you last week to come on the show when, you know, you and Toya, I was looking for you, so I'm glad that you came today. I asked Rodney yesterday to make sure he tell you. I'd be trying to post it and get your page. But I was looking because that was a very deep topic about the mothers to mothers, and tell me why you are a mother. And one of your reasons is because you don't get high with your kids. Am I right?
I mean, that's the main reason, you know. And none of my kids never disrespect me at all. I don't just interact with them. I interact with their real parents too.
Yeah, me too. Mhm. Mhm.
You know.
Well, I think that's what a real mother is supposed to be. She wants to be in every aspect of their life. I think some ballroom parents, as far as ballroom, they consider them their ballroom children, and they are not concerned about their life after the ballroom is over.
Right. Right. That's what it is.
So, but we want them at the balls, and we want them to walk. But we're not concerned if they got a diploma yet.
Right.
Okay. Well, Tyana, you stay right there because you are a mother. If there's anybody on this phone line and you want to address any of these people, we have Danielle on the line, Tyana's on the line, London is low riding, TT is perch, and we're talking about mothers to mothers. This is a part two. So, we have a caller, guys. 443-570, you're on the air.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, everyone. Hey, TT.
Hey, I'm
Andrew. This is Enrique.
Hi, Enrique. How are you?
I'm doing great. Several things. Tyana hit it on the nose. It's hard to garner respect when you're not giving respect to yourself or the child that you're supposed to be raising, i.e. getting high, sleeping with, doing things, crafting with, or whatever in front of. How are they going to respect you when you're trying to tell them to do better when they see you doing exactly the same, if not worse, than they are? So Tyana hit that on the head. Another thing to hit on the head is that, like, you want to be in every aspect of their lives, i.e. their schooling, their job. Like, for instance, TT knows, like, she's going to school. When she graduates, we're going to be there. You know, I think you're supposed to support everybody in every facet of their life for them to respect you. As far as the femme queen thing, I don't know where you went wrong or where the relationship you and Tyrell went wrong. Because, you know,
Tyreek,
I'm sorry. Because in our house, you know, we respect all our girls. We not, might not talk to them, but we respect all of them. XTT, love her down. You know what I'm saying? We might do our, like, behind-the-scenes read, but on the front, we all respect each other. So it's never, like, a go after or a get to. You know what I'm saying? And if it is, it's very at home where it should be and never on the street or forefront or put on Facebook or all these media, because it's just a thing of respect that you have. So maybe you didn't establish a good respect from the very beginning. Is that not true, or is that true?
You know, you are helping myself. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. When you've known someone as long as that, we grew up together. So that's why I guess it's so bottling to me, because we grew up together. And he has my number. You know where I live. You know, he know enough information to do like he said. He would tell all my business, and I don't know his. So maybe it wasn't that way on both of us, and that's a lesson taught to me. How about that? Because he did say, I don't know nothing about him. So everything I did know must be a lie, and I have allowed myself to be the truth, and now this is what it comes to. And like I said, it's just a lesson learned, and from it, I'm going to teach from it and move on.
Okay, so it was a one-sided relationship, so it wasn't...
That's my guess now, because if I can't say anything about him and he knows my mother and my brother and was going to be the card child to my baby, then what do you think? Then it was obviously, you know, foolery from the door. And that happens, and it comes about with people, and like I said, I'm not... I'm telling you, I'm taking it as a lesson learned, and this is what will happen as we go on in our lives. You just learn lessons, and I learned one.
Right. And also, we're talking about, I guess, younger femme queens. I don't know if that was the topic, but I kind of overheard and stuff about young femme. I think it's kind of, I think back in the day, because everybody said there's a difference between the scene today and the scene yesterday, when all actuality, it isn't. For any of us that kind of remember, it's just more of it. It's oversaturated now, and maybe that's the difference. But I kind of think that back then, the girls, they kind of were hidden when they were doing their transformation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't really see them go through their stages before your eyes. I think nowadays you kind of see it. Because I remember back in the day, somebody would be, like, baking in the oven, TT knows on top of baking or boasting or whatever, and they'd be well hidden.
It's exciting.
You know what
now
I'm...
it's put upon you.
Now it's put upon you. Like, you see them, like, every day in their life. They have walk balls, or even they're forced into drag or forced to take a moment. So I could have actually witnesses at a person's house. They were sitting down and said, you look so kind in drag. And they were chasing this child around with a needle, a hormone. I immediately smacked the needle out of the person's hand, grabbed the person, and we hit it. How are you going to chase somebody around the house, jokingly or not, with a moan needle, I mean, with a needle with moans? What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, I suggest you don't go back there, but if you do, you see what's happening. So any consequences that fall on you, you're bringing it upon yourself. You know what
Angel,
I'm saying?
You're back. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Enrique.
No, but that's it. I mean, okay. I kind of think that's the difference between the younger generation, newer generation. Like, the newer generation is all in your face with it, and you see their process step by step, where the older generation, like, you didn't see Monica and them until it was done. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You didn't see them halfway, and they're like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, now I see a change. Like, when you came, like, wow, when did you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No,
they go and
like
do their process in the street, basically. They're just going through it while they're out and about.
Out and about. So you're going to every step. So, you know, everybody's in here telling you when you need more, when in actuality, you don't need anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need any more. You don't need to look like a video vixen, because you were beautiful the way you were.
Amen.
You know,
and that's what a lot of parents and stuff are not, and congratulations, kudos to you for, you should be a father then, or if you're not a mother to, you know, a lot of people, because kudos to you, because that's the, when I'm making, no one is stopping and doing it. No one is stopping and putting it out there like the way you just put it out there, or try to get that needle and slap it out of her and take her the hell out of here. You're carrying on. She should be able to make this decision when she is ready. You shouldn't force this. And that's why a lot of them get in drags, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But I kind of think that, like, for instance, like you said, I am a father, but unlike a lot of people, I only have, like, 5 kids, and I kind of personally think that's too many. You know what I'm saying? I don't have 20.
I got about 6, and I just got a couple, maybe 2 or 3. You're right.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
I only have 5. So that being said, like, you know, you always have people ask you, you know, can you be a child? Well, you know, I expect a lot from my kids. I expect a whole lot. Like you have to be whatever you do, you got to be best at it. If you're going to be Frances Tara, or Laura Mugler, Laura is my daughter. You know what I'm saying? She turns it sometimes, and she goes through her journeys like we all go through our journeys, but she was the best at what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? Jarrell Adams, another child of mine, he graduated from Brown University. He's now doing, like, internship and being a teacher in NYC. That, to me, is an accomplishment. Why? Because you're steadily encouraging these kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can have your fun, get your life, like Angel said. You can be a whore, just wrap it up, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
Make that
definitely
money. Be successful. And then you can always come and play. But always be on your beat.
Amen.
Definitely.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
All right, bye. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to come back to this.
Enrique, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking as a parent and a leader and a mentor and saying that. I appreciate that. TT, press one. If she switched away, you could bring her back. I don't know what happened to her phone. Angel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Danielle, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, TT?
Yeah.
Okay, she's there. So, we all heard Enrique. That was over. Tiana.
Yeah, I think more fathers should be like that.
Yeah, that was.
It's a lot of fathers and stuff in the barber team that are like that, too.
God, well, I think that I appreciate what it said. We got another caller. Well, actually, yeah, we have another caller. I've been waiting for her all night. This is the overall mother, Kiana Ebisu, 347-432.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, what's
sexy
going on?
Hi. This is me, Sister Mary Clarence. Hey, hello, all y'all ladies on the phone. How are you?
Bless.
Yes, all the time, all the
time.
Oh,
I guess the next time we all meet and like this should be at the collections board on the floor because this is good.
Yeah.
Hi, Mother, overall Mother. What's going on? Did you listen to the show at all or you just calling in?
I listened to the show. I'm going to have to start calling you Dr. Phyllis.
Okay. I want to make sure you say that I just learned this stuff from God. Before someone come and say tell my story, I probably can't spell half of it, okay, America? But I read and I learned and I went about it, and my own experience brought me to what I'm doing today, okay? And I'm just trying to tell somebody about somebody. I'm not trying to be better, and I got issues and loneliness, things that I go through every day. So before I'm exposed, as they say I would be, I want to say that. But go ahead, Kiana.
First of all, I just said hello, ladies, to everybody on here. London.
Hello, Kiana.
Ayana, Danielle.
Hi,
everyone.
Bro.
Titi.
What's
Angel. What's popping? I'm only kidding, yeah. But your conversation, I definitely understand where you're coming from, Nicole. I've been in that situation as far as, you know, your friends. The thing about it is you have to have a set balance of your friends who you can trust and whatever. I've had friends who I thought were my friends where they put me out on the spot where they told my personal business to other people to try to embarrass me. And that just made me just think and just had to sit back and take a look at myself to say, you can't trust everybody. Everybody's in your circle. A lot of people that's in your circle, a lot of people may think, oh, I'm pretty, you know, popular and I have a lot of people that love me. But in my personal life, I'm very private. You know, I don't have a lot of that like I used to back in the day. You have to have a set balance. Yeah, like I have like certain friends, like from Tiana, Angel, and all of them down, and teaching you. You know, I have certain friends who are for my sisters that you can't call everybody your friend. And that's the thing about me. I think I'm a little too trusting. When you trust so much that you end up getting turned. You have to have some kind of set boundaries, and you have to have a balance of who's your girlfriend, because not everybody is your girlfriend. You know, because a real friend wouldn't do something that's going to hurt you and try to put you on the spot to try to steal something personal and very private to you. That's how I feel. You have to have a balance and stuff like that.
It's a learning experience.
It got to be one at a time. Danielle, you can't admit to when you're ready to when Kiana speak. TT, y'all got to be one at a time. Somebody else was trying to vote.
We all have learning experiences. It's just like I definitely can contest and I definitely can agree with what Enrique was saying. That is absolutely true. about what he's saying. You want different things in your children because your children take after you. Your children are like an epitome of you. Just like Tyana said, you don't want to get high with your kids. You don't want to do the things that you do because they look at you. Just like Tyana mm-hmm. said, and a lot of your mothers can say, I have personal relationships with their moms too as well, and I have to carry myself as a certain
mm-hmm.
way when they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, introducing me to their parents and say, hey, mom, this is my mom. This lady, I consider her my mom and stuff like that. It's just like you have to have a balance of a lot of things. And you have to respect yourself, too, because if you don't respect yourself, who else is going to respect you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real
mm-hmm.
here.
That's right. I heard that. Now, what are we going to call you, honey? Oprah?
You have to just call me Kiki or just call me Kiana. I'm me, and I'm still learning myself. Well, I still go
mm-hmm.
through
mm-hmm.
the process of, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I bring a
Mary
lot of people
Blanc.
To my world.
Mm-hmm.
I bring a lot of people
oh, God,
into my life, too, as well. It's a learning experience. We all go through learning experiences. It's maybe because I'm getting older now. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn.
Well, the good thing is we got this platform. The good thing is we have this platform that now I have all you ladies who have been in my life for a very, very long time, and we can discuss that. And maybe you listeners and you junior femme queens and you butch queens and everyone out there, you know, I don't want anybody to believe we're attacking anybody and we're talking as a whole. And these are the things that are going on with us, with you, with your girlfriend and the people that are around you. So if y'all want to join the conversation nice and respectfully, this is Sister to Sister
mm-hmm.
Show, and it is Ladies Night. You can press 1. You can come in, ask a question, or speak about
mm-hmm.
anything you would like to be speak about, and we can move right on. Thank
oh
y'all all
goodness.
For being here, every last one of you. Tyana, thank you for actually finding the place. This is normally not your night. I appreciate that. So thank you for all y'all coming.
I really have something to ask y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
I swear, for the last like 2 or 3 months, the Butch Queens have been bombarding my Facebook with this main thing.
No.
These is motherfucking Butch Queens that walk sex sovereign to everything, baby. Mm. And you wouldn't, but they is asking me where they can get moans. See, y'all laughing. I'm serious now.
I know exactly what you're saying.
It was a lot of them, honey. Like, and you would be gagging
mm-hmm.
at who they was, bitch. And I was like, baby.
I mean, so y'all still, I think, well, we have more people on the phone. I hate to agree, disagree, because Kiana, you say, I'm going to ask you too. Tyana, you there too. So
mm-hmm.
y'all think that a lot of the disrespect come from just them wanting to be like you and being angry
mm-hmm.
that you can't do what they can do? I mean,
I feel like they think they can do it.
I want to know, did Angel send him the pill?
You know what?
I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to keep it real 100 with you. One thing I did tell them, I told them my true, honest opinion was that if it was me and I could have made a choice, that I wouldn't have done it and I wouldn't have wished this type of lifestyle on my worst enemy. But that's just my own personal thought, because
mm-hmm.
Lord knows I could have saved my money and probably had 2 houses and 4 cars and all kinds of shit. You know what I mean?
Because I think everybody wants
to
be a fem. They come out and they're so young and they don't have a story. They're just getting a story. You know, you guys got to hear Miss Jasmine's story. I'm going to give storyline because stay tuned to my story. Don't get it twisted, okay? But I want to have a story night, and I want to know who dares to tell their story. You know, I was talking to Jasmine and. Jasmine has a fucking story.
Wow.
Kiana, I know you know her. When she was saying the names to me about the people she was associated with when she was young, and just speaking from how she had been turned and everything, it sounded like a real, back like when we were young, teenager, like one of them stories. And it was like, wow, you kind of remember what we went through. And that's why I have to say that it's so different now to what they have to go through. They, you know, they 21 year old with apartments and 19 with apartments and stuff now. You know, they can get things things is running real nice for them, and you know they got these things, and they don't have the information or the resource or the wisdom and knowledge, so they don't know what to do with them, and it makes it all look bad. So I'm gonna have a story night, y'all, so we can discuss our story.
Well,
because
well, not to interrupt you, doctor, but it's different kind of stories that you can have, because me and TT and Erica Lowe had a fast story last week.
We're going to have to do story night, and you can come and tell your personal story, your story with your girlfriend. If anybody's on the phone line, you hear the overall mothers on the phone, you hear Danielle, you hear TT, the people are on the line. If you guys like to say something, anything to them, we're all here together. We press one. And come in. If you try it, I will get you off the phone. We're going to do this. Can I have a little bit of time? We're going to do this one time because I've been avoiding the show. So, okay. Private caller, you are now on the air. Private caller, you're now on the air. Okay. Thank you. Next caller, please. Hold on, we're seeing this if I have any. 917-693, you're on the Sister to Sister show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
First, I want to say hello, ladies.
Hey. Hello.
First, I want to say, Tayana, she hit it on the dot. She hit it on the dot. And that message that she said, I think everyone should take that message and run with it, because it starts from within, like she said. You know, if you want your kids to respect you, you have to lead by example. If you want your kids to respect you, then do what they do. Okay, so enough said. I mean, she said, I can't explain how she said it on point. Now, with you, Nicole, and what's his name, Tyreek, I think there's more to it between you and him. And I don't know if it was you or Kelly, but you made a comment. You said, if my friend calls me a bitch, I'm not going to take that as a read. But if a motherfucker I don't see calls me a bitch, I'm going to let them have it.
That's Ms. Kelly.
Now, y'all been friends for so many years. There's something that's going between y'all two, and y'all need to clear it up. By him going on air, that was inappropriate. So I think there's more to it that we don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's more to it. The last time me and him spoke, I told him happy birthday. I apologize for not making it to his party. And that was that. This is my friend. There's not no more to it with me, okay, because I said it was my friend. If it's more to it with him, oh, well, that's what's happened. I'm not there no more. I'm all the way up here, and I have no time. And I guess that would be where I'm going to be attacked. I believe, and this is what I feel, and this is why we're going forward with I'm teaching from it. That Tyreek attacked me. It was very, very hurtful, and he is still attacking me. And I can't tell y'all no reason. I don't sleep with this man. He don't sleep with mine. We don't have those type of issues. He was listening to the radio, and I was making him sick. Okay? And he didn't see it. And that's what happened, and it's no big thing to me. But for him to come to the radio and tell the whole world how he didn't see it, I want to move on and teach from it, because now we all know. You won't get the point of getting points
you
off me.
The maximum
I'm now going
to
bring you
record.
Into
you
oh, somebody's calling somebody.
One at any time.
Ooh,
to listen to your message,
no
press
cheating.
Two.
I
to
don't do that.
Press 3. For more options, press 4.
What?
Oh, that was fierce.
Oh, see, I'm going to tell you something about that, too, for real quickly. This is like Pandora's box with these ladies on the phone. There's one way in and no way out. If you are wanting to bring somebody on here privately to come and boast out in the conversation, I'm going to dismiss them, dismiss you, and then make my topic about you. And you won't be able to get on here. Don't bring nobody on here on a three-way without letting me know. But like I said, I move on for that. It was a learning experience. No, there's nothing me going through. To you, TT, to Kiana, y'all all his friend, no, there's nothing that I'm going through with him. I have nothing against him. He didn't do nothing to me. I didn't have a – I don't know. So
can I say something? I just want to say I had a good time at Tyreek's party. I danced the whole night away.
Oh, I'm Danielle. Hold up. This is my show. This is not about his party. I wasn't there. I couldn't make it. Good, okay? And I said that. But hold on. Please don't do that.
But I had fun, though.
Good. That's good. I'm happy you did. I heard it was a ball. But I'm just, like I said, it whatever happened from it, whatever, I figured that I was feeling too fab. I had a lot of energy yesterday, and somebody had to stop me. And we all know sometime it will be your closest friend. We have another caller. 215-900, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good? This is Faith.
Hey, Faith.
Hey, I was want to speak on, when I be talking to them queens, they do be bashful, like, and I thought it was more supportive things, like, sticking together, you know, coming as one, but they be, like, very much, if you're not real, then we don't see it, but everyone starts at a different stage in their life, and as time go on, you can look real, but they just feel as though they want to eat you alive because people have eaten them alive, and they call themselves your mothers, and they try to hit you with it's all love. It's not all love at the end of the day, and that's why sometimes bitch queens and people don't respect their parents because their parents try to eat them up and try to eat them up in a way to just make themselves feel good.
That was very
well. How can you have that as a parent?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I recently started on hormones, and I had was, you know, I made
my No. What I asked you, how can you have that as a parent? How can you have a person that's downing you as a parent?
Exactly, and I didn't notice that she was like this until I made my Facebook, and she wrote me, and actually wrote me this long message as, oh, you don't look real. I don't think you should do this, and the third, when I thought everyone else would have said that, but it was vice versa.
This is a very shady mother.
Yes.
Well,
I think it was a certain way. I
think that was a very shady mother.
She could have been like a certain way she could have came at you.
You could have said another way. Why couldn't she guide you, like, to be, like, that was very shady.
Well, this is why we got this platform.
I got my own look together, and the only thing she did was write me this long message about how I don't look real to her, this, that, and the third. And I was hurt because I thought that out of everybody, she would have my back, but everyone else did, and she didn't.
But how you going to make her know it, right?
No, not even that.
Wait, let me say something. I don't think that you need to go make her know. But you know what you keep on doing? You keep moving in your process. And your process will make her know it. And then she'll come out publicly, and she will disrespect you to let everybody else know about your process. So you keep moving towards your process, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We got people, they're going to say what they want. They're going to do what they want, but they have never done anything for us and gave us nothing. So they're going to do whatever they need to do. So you don't get stuck there. She read you, move on, and you're going to be read maybe by a couple of other people as your life go on, and you just keep on doing what you need to do. Turn their reads. You make their reads not your truth. Don't attach yourself to that. That's the way they feel. Everybody may not feel that way about you. Everybody may not have that. So you don't have to attach that to your life at all. That's what I have to say to that. We thank you for calling, and you can keep listening. We have another caller. 414-813. You're on the air.
Hello, Nicole. Hello, team.
Hey, hello. Who's this?
Hey. Hello. My name is Remy Martin Maxima. And I'm from the House of Maxima, and I'm just here to call just to give y'all a shout-out tonight. And to just say that I think the platform is great for the gay community and everything like that. I mean, I wish we had that here in my city, but, you know, but I listen to you every week, and I think that the platform is great.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for listening. Pass the number on. Maybe somebody else will listen, too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. If you're on the phone line, wait, I got all these ladies on the phone, and London ain't set. London, where are you? Is my girlfriend, is London here?
Yeah.
Okay, hi. London, look at the platform.
Hi.
What do you think of the show? Tell the truth.
I think the show is going pretty well. I just think that, you know, people have a hard time paying homage, and they just can't take you because they don't want to respect you, you know? They want to be like you, but it's so hard for them that they hate themselves because they want to be you so much.
I think that's kind of what, like, T.T. said, London. They just want to be you. We have another caller, private caller. You on the air? No? Restricted. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you on the air again? Okay, you're gone. Is there anybody on the line that want to get into this conversation or continue to be speaking with us? Feel free to press 1, and you can join us here. We had another caller, 267-992. 267-992. Oh, that's the fake luck. Oh, look, get her out of here. Get out of here, and don't ever go back to that number again, switchboard. No one is going to come up here and disrespect anyone. Don't go back to fake London, 267-992. We're never going back to that number.
I want to know if I inspire her.
Wait a minute. Before we go there, y'all, I'm going to go all the way left. London.
Yes.
What do you mean by pay homage to who?
No, you know, when someone just likes you so much that it makes them dislike you, they have a hard time saying that you're beautiful. Like, they like you, they want to be like you. They have such a hard time paying homage.
But you know, nowadays, I'm not a femme queen. I'm still a butch queen in drag, and I do pay homage to people. But you can't tell everyone that.
Yeah, you can.
You can't tell everyone that, because then that's when they start to read you to their girlfriends. Oh, why is this? You know.
I think that come from actually people happen, because let me tell you something. When you're telling somebody something and I say, well, Kiana, you are the overall mother house, and I live for you. I just live for how you do things and everything. What Kiana takes with my information and do with it is her business. I did what I was supposed to do, and I shared something really nice with her. Now, if she takes it and go read me, she's going to pay for that along in her life. That may not be there for her eventually. We get too concerned. We don't want to do good things because we think that they're going to do bad things. I don't give a fuck. You are not the one that is going to bless me. You're not the one that's going to, and I'm pretty sure all of you ladies, and we all ladies on this phone, everybody gets paid their own fucking rent. Everybody bought their own outfit. You bought your own hormones. So why should we be concerned about what people may feel or how they may think if you told them, I admire you? If I paid homage, Tayana, I didn't think that you was no butch queen in drags. If you went and read me, Tayana, I'm not concerned. Miss Singh, that's the way you felt for me saying that I live for you. Oh, wow. What I'm going to think is that you have a problem, and I'm going to move forward. That's not going to make me not tell you that you know, I never thought, and this is the truth, I didn't know you was a butch queen in drags. So that was a compliment, and I'm paying homage to you, and I'm a femme queen, so I'm paying homage. I'm not going to say it.
But wait a minute, I'm a woman.
Oh, shit.
That's my bulldagger sister.
I don't consider myself as a butch queen in drag or I'm a woman.
Wait.
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 That
wasn't right. That's not right.
This is the ladies. It's the ladies to sisters. And we are having I'm having a wonderful time here with you guys. Call us. Y'all listeners there. We're not going to get off the topic about our mothers to mother and the harsh disrespect we endure as being femme queens, ladies, or people in general. I want to make sure I say that. If you on the line and you want to get in this conversation and you want to join us, the real London and all the mothers are here because everybody on this phone is a mother in their own right. So you can call in and you can press 1 and you can get into this conversation. Switch, but we have any more callers?
I'm not no mother.
That's a mess. Ooh. Somebody is back to their and at their computer. They got to back it up. Chat room, I don't get to see y'all because I'm not there. I'm sorry for the neglections. You're probably not in there, and if they are, they're probably reading me. But if you guys can call in from your PC thing and you want to talk and say something, you guys are also very, very welcome. Or if you want to call in from your phones, then you can call in from your phones, and you can be like that. But, Tayana. No, baby, don't get quiet, because you came up here with your one thing, but I wanted to tell you what I asked everybody yesterday. So other than the lovely fact that you do not get high with your kids, you know, clap, clap. Now, but tell me something, mother, that makes you a wonderful mother. I heard about your drugs.
What makes me a wonderful mother?
Yes.
Me being me. Me walking around with a smile on my face every day, me working, me, you know, just doing motherly things with my kids, as far as, you know, the little road trips. I mean, it's just so much, you know, that I do with them outside of the ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
I think as a mother, I think one of our real good, our strong duties is communication. What would you guys say? I think communication, I think you talking as much as you can about whatever or your experience or whatever you can, what would you think?
Communication is the key. It's always good to keep
that's the first thing. I should have said that first, too. Communication is the first thing.
So have y'all mothers communicated to your children about the collection ball and how y'all want that money? And Tayana, on what you coming as?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
No, Switchboy had asked me to ask you. They want to know who you bringing it as and, you know, who you bringing it as.
Who I'm bringing it as? I don't think I'm walking.
Oh. Well, but you're going to be in attendance. Why are you not walking?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to... for sure.
Why are you not going to be on the floor?
I have a whole Midwest, because I have a whole Midwest team that's going to be there on the floor.
Oh.
So I have to be there to support them.
Okay.
Well, I...
Angel. Is she still there? She's gone.
Angel. No, I'm here.
You already let us know that y'all taking the coins, but are you going to be on the floor? Angel, are you going to be on the floor?
I'll be there a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, darling.
And y'all have something new.
That should be fun.
No, darling, I'm coming as Dottie Peoples, so you'll know who I am in the back.
Oh, my God. I hope everybody knows who Dottie Peoples is. This is a blessing. If you don't, go look her up. You can YouTube her, too. No, you really can. You can YouTube her.
No, but I heard that the... Angel kept saying this situation that they're coming to take a little bit of money.
Yeah, about the $10,000.
Angel, we got
the
something
check is
new
fine,
for you.
Girl. The check is fine.
Okay, meet me the
check. The check is fine, baby.
I got you, Gert. Tayana, get it fixed. I'm ready for you too, Gert.
Okay. Well,
oh, that's it. See,
you know what, Miss CT? I know that you don't do this, but I think you need to be there with dealers. I think you need to be up in the building, T. No shade.
I'm going to be too done to walk realness, though, girl. So, I mean, you're going to have to stretch a long way to meet me in the back, baby. But you're going to give me something new.
Question.
London, who are you bringing it as?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Oh, you just, what would you have on your mind? With, you know, some movies that you may like that we don't know about or, you know, that we do.
Sister Act.
Huh?
I want to do Sister Act, maybe.
Yeah, Sister Mary Clarence. There you go, Keanu.
I have a question.
Okay, what's the question, London?
Don't you guys think that if Kelly do Respucia, she's cheating?
You're a mess, London. Stop it.
Now I remember London who London is a was. Mess.
I love her. I love Kelly.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, London. Are you the one that told my sister to do Monsters Inc. or Monsters Ball?
Monsters Inc.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it's a nice movie.
Oh, okay. So maybe you should come to the Colette and do that.
No. So Nicole, are you coming in that night? I heard you coming in that night, and you know.
I'll be flying in. I'll be very low down with it. You understand? We got to call the ladies. 267-255, you're on the air. 267-255, you're on the air. Oh, no. Okay. Danielle, you're back.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Is there anybody else in the caller's line? All my ladies, I hope you guys are all here. Is there anybody on the call in the queue that want to say something or bring up something you want to even bring out to the... Oh, the chat room. Thank you, guys. I apologize to the chat room, but we have a chat room caller. Caller?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? This is Father Jazz.
Hey, what's up, Father Jazz?
Hey, hello.
Hey, Tiana. You probably don't remember me. I just called. This my first night listening in on you ladies, and I just wanted to come in and admire all you all from a new house parent, just saying that I love you guys, and I'm a little hoarse. That's all I wanted to say. Tiana.
Oh, thank you.
You don't remember
thank
who I
you.
Am.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's hot.
That's what's up. And at least Tiana doesn't remember who you are. Tiana, that doesn't mean that you're a good mother, baby. You know, you're supposed to keep...
That's it.
I'm going to tell you exactly
Well, I know mother. I know some mothers. That's a lot of mothers that don't know their house kids.
chat room caller.
Wait,
are you still... You got something
wait,
else you want to say?
No, I was just saying I was never Tiana's kid. Tiana, I was the fish that used to be in the house of Bellagio back in the day.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's no shade. I'll see you all at the collections bar.
Ooh.
Cooler.
London wants to say something to you. Go ahead, London.
Yeah, Cooler, are you a boy or girl?
I am a butch.
Oh.
A butch.
Yeah, well, this is that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Now look at we get lots of people listening here, ladies. Welcome
know,
to butch
know.
To this. The, you know that
oh,
you know
I
that's an old school
that.
Word. That's what
I
this.
No, I haven't heard that. No, bulldagger
is old school. Bulldagger is old school. My daughter Anita hate when I say bulldagger. But thank you, Carla, for coming in. We got all types of people that listen to the radio show to go tell your girlfriend and get up on his line. Oh, wait, we have another call again. 267-255. You on the air? Oh, they just want to 267-255.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Okay.
If you're in the queue and you just listening, just don't press one because if you press one, that means that you want to talk. If you want to come up here and say something nice to the lovely ladies on the panel, you can press one and you will be brought into our conversation. So back to the topic at hand. So thank you to the chat room caller. That was really nice. I appreciate that from everybody.
And we know Kiana know all about the bull dagger.
What you mean? No, I don't discriminate against nobody. I love everybody.
No. Kiana know about the bull dagger.
No. To each his own.
Oh, wow.
No. No, listen, to each his own. I don't discriminate against nothing. I have a lot of lesbian friends that go to the lesbian clubs and parties, but that's not my quartet. You know, I'm strictly, you know, I ain't going to get too, you know, on the line, but you know what I like. But to each his own.
I don't know.
Oh, somebody just hit me up, and I want to read this, what someone just said.
I'm not being mean.
Come on, ladies, everyone is listening to you, okay? Somebody just hit me up on this thing, and I didn't even get to it, but it said, hello, I didn't want to call in, but I personally don't do the gay mother thing, because my experience with that just had been about them reading me and them using me for what I have. And I feel like you should be in it to teach me something and school me not to flirt or use me. Can you touch on that? So what y'all think about what I got an IM that said that about them I'm very sorry, I just seen something. What do you guys think about mothers who become mothers to butch queens, or fathers that become mothers to butch queens or femme queens because you want to have sex with them and you want to use them, you like them? Everybody, one at a time. And y'all got to step back from your computer. Somebody is near their computer. Back it up. Move it away. You're on the air. You don't need to hear yourself on the speaker. You are on the air. I'm going to touch. Let me see who I'm going to pick. Oh, yeah, she's here today. Tayana.
I'm here, girl.
What do you think about this paragraph this young man sent about, you know, them?
Well, I can relate to what he said, because I know a person that's right now wanting to be one of my gay kids' mother because of what my child can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a lot of people out there that's using them. And then you got a lot of people out there that say, well, since I can't have sex with you, I might as well be your mother to be up under you. It's a life under you.
That's whack. I think that's really whack. I think that you like somebody, and yes, desperate. Mm-hmm. I think if you like somebody, you don't need to be liking your child. It's 100 other people out there, and you can like somebody else's child. Why do you want a child of your own to like and want to have sex with and, you know, use them to get life? If you are a mother using one of your children to get life, you shouldn't be a mother.
That's a fool. I despise life sometimes with the parents having their children.
I don't like that.
Well, everybody has a hidden agenda about, you know, Kiana and all the ladies. They all have, people have hidden agendas about a lot of things, you know, relationships, people getting close to you. And we can do is learn from it. We just learn and know not to put yourself.
How can you sleep with someone?
I don't.
How can you sleep
like
with someone that you call your child?
And I have a lot of, and it makes me kind of mad because I have a lot of boys, and I'm very close with my boys, and you know, we're very close. I'm their mother. How that looks for me sleeping with my boys, and you know, I have my daughters. How that look with me, you know, want to, you know, it's just
that's bull dagging, saying daughter. This is ladies.
Yeah,
they win,
yeah.
No, baby.
You gotta be careful about these. Sometimes a lot of people out here and the agendas about you want to be their parents. Because I had a lot of kids that wanted to come up to me for me to be their mom because of who I am, because of I'm Kiana, Ibisu, Kiana, whoever of that person there. And then when you get them as your child, it's just like what they can do for you. They're around you. They're getting the life off you. Off your fame and all this stuff.
When people come up to me and they ask to be my mother, I always tell them, I'm not shit. You understand? So when you thinking of me being Mother Khan and you know, she's in this, no. That's not who I have to go home and sleep with. So when you, after the day is over and the spotlight is gone, we left with ourselves. So when somebody come up to me and they tell me, oh, I live for you and everything, I immediately know that there's not, that's why they shouldn't be brought as my gay child. Another thing is, when you pick gay children, they're supposed to have something that you can, like, almost, like, relate to. It's like an attachment. You kind of feel it. Like, you live for their cat. You can see what they can't see. That's when you know that this is your child, when this is, you know what I'm saying, you are the mother. You can feel it, not just because we want a crowd of people to clap for us. So we have all these kids and to get fresh.
That's so true, Nicole.
So I tell, when they come and they tell, I'm like, please, nope, I'm not fab. I don't have no money. I can't shake my purse. I cannot do, I'm not sitting here so that you can get it from the door. So, you know, don't want to be a part of me for the wrong reason, because I'm not going to be smoking all my blunts with you. That's not happening. It's not, I cannot sit back and cater to you. I'm trying to cater to my own personal life. So I tell the people when they come to me, my kids will tell you, and they, you know, they listen like, wait a minute, mother ain't got shit, okay? Because it's not, I'm not trying to make you think that I'm somebody I'm not. Because that's when you're going to read me after you feel that I don't agree with you, or I didn't tell you something as good as a mother as the way you think I should have. Now I'm up for grabs.
We as parents are not supposed to be perfect. We make mistakes too. You have to fall down and you got to get back up. To me, that's still, you know, you have to just show your kids too as well. You go through things too as well, because nobody is going to go through a good day every day. And we're not going to say, oh, today this, that. We all go through. You only go through in order to come out. That's how I feel.
I have a conversation, and one of my daughters, my house children brought up to me, and she asked me to address how Butch Queens and family stereotype us as asking the question, why would we want to be, why would we want to bring in a family, you know, just different things, passing judgment on us, just the whole gay society, just Butch Queens, period. Now, you callers that are listening, I'm glad you, because you're young, she's young, I'm glad you young callers are on the line, but we are all ladies with experience. That's what we got on this phone. A lot of experience, whether it be silicone, whether it be knowledge, whether it be face, whether it be body, it's all experience. Y'all can press one, and y'all can come in this conversation, and y'all can ask these mothers and the panel how y'all feel, because these things y'all saying are really, really good. And what about the stereotypes, Kiana?
That's a good topic you just brought up about family, because I know that everybody has been through with family. If you did not, God bless you. I mean, I've been through it with my own personal family, especially in my transition as becoming who I am and to becoming Kiana, you know, of today. Well, I had to go through it with my aunt. And me and my aunt still go through it, where she constantly, you know, downs me. She constantly says about me having a sex change. She can't deal with this and deal with that. It got to a point where I used to go down south and be everywhere in my mom's hometown, God bless, where everybody thought I was my aunt's daughter, that we looked just alike. And she can't take it. But I had to learn, for me not to put my hands around her throat like I told her. I have to learn to just let her go, period. And you have to let her
That's her ignorance.
You know
what I mean? And
it's
very
much so. Wait a minute, y'all. Let her finish. I don't want anybody to cut nobody off.
You know what hurts the worst? Ladies, I feel? Not so much society, because you go to society of we've all gone through, we've all deal with society in general. But to go through it with your family, that hurts the worst. Especially this is your immediate family coming from you. Well, you have your aunt and you have your family when the spread rooms around you and talk about you and, you know, ostracize you and criticize you. It really hurts. But as I've grown up, as I learned, I have to let my aunt be my aunt and let her and leave her alone. Like, you know, and I just left her alone. I said, I just don't have any more communication with her. I have to love her, but love her for a distance, because it's so funny that she's so sad in her own self. But if I was a vicious individual, her daughter's a lesbian. Her daughter just came out the closet, and I know her love her. But if I was to be a malicious individual, I could say, how could you talk about me and your nephew when your daughter's a lesbian? She don't even know her daughter's in the closet or have a lover. But I'm not like that. It's just like you have to leave those type of people alone and just pray.
But you got to know, Kiana, that we're going to deal with these type of people all through our life.
Of course.
And that's why one of the things that I try to say and I do to myself is self-preservation. You better know something about yourself so that you won't allow people mess to affect who you are or how you feel about yourself or what you're trying to do with yourself. Because it happens to me. I'm always needing somebody advice. I always want to hear what my friend may think. And who's to say that my friend is telling me the right thing? You know, and once you start doing all these different things, you start clouding your thoughts about what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be at, because you allow all these different people to come in and say this, and you consider this one, and you consider this one, and then you gag, bitch, because everybody's trying to turn it or read you later about it. So
That is true, ladies, but I just always thought, you know, the thing with family. Family's so important to me. Maybe that's why I have a lot of...
No, and you know what? For me, that would be different, Kiana, with family, is because I think the reason why I go through so much with the lifestyle and my gay family is because I left that family alone a long time ago. And when you meet gay people and they don't see or they become your family, you know, they become a part of you and a part of what you do and all of that stuff, and these be the same people then that will come and attack you just like your family was. So it's just your family work is going to do it, and then when you leave away from your family, and I said, well, you know what, Kiana, I don't want to go to like what you're just saying about family because that hurt too bad. My mother, you don't see it, or, you know, someone making a fool out of you or asking you stupid questions about what it is that you're doing or transforming into, and you leave yourself and go and make a family and find out that that family going to stab you on your back too.
You know what's sad?
What's London?
Yeah, you know what's sad is when, like, you know, you have your family and you have your close friends, and you try to be honest with your family and your close friends and tell them what's going on with you because you have no one else to run to. I'm saying this as if you don't know there's gay people out there that's just like you. You run to your family because you have no one else to talk to, and then they look down on you, and you say to yourself, I'm the same person that you laughed around, that you love, that you know, you joke with, and now I'm different because I'm a little more enhanced. I just don't get it.
I think that has a lot to do with their insecurities inside. I think they're just unattractive on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that has the hurt coming from your family. Like, now, like, my situation is, with me, it's the opposite. I have a very loving family. I have loving mom. My mother, she supports the Baltimore community. She comes out to the ball. She's been to balls.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I've never had a problem with my family, any of my transgender
decisions
that I decided to make. They've always been 1,000% supportive of me in every decision that I made. You know what I mean? So I haven't experienced that. But I understand.
Right.
I understand. You know, where you're coming from as far as with the lesbian situation, the daughter being a lesbian, because I have a cousin.
Yeah.
And when I was real young, my cousin used to always say stuff about me when I was real, real young.
Right.
And we got older and she had a son. And her son is just the same way I was. And he comes down.
I've seen that happen
like
before, Danielle.
You've seen my cousin before. A lot of them know my cousin. I think his name is, I totally forgot his name.
It happens like that. I'm going to fuck you up for saying that.
I see him in the club. I see him in the club. And I see him in drag and everything like that. You know, I'm shocked. You know what I mean? But you got to be careful how you treat people because God will make things. God will make things. So he'll put in your situation in that same situation. Now, all that stuff she was talking, she going through the same thing. And you know what? It's driving her crazy.
Preach black woman.
Y'all
better preach black ladies.
You read what you sow. And everything, you got to watch how you treat people. And you got to be careful how you treat people. Everything you do to people, God will make sure it happens to you before you leave this earth. He will do that to you. You understand?
Yes, he will.
One thing you said about Danielle, Danielle, you had said the thing about, your mom and stuff like that. You know, when my mom was living, she passed last year. Thank God, I thank God for that because my mom was a loving mom. And
yes.
She loved me for Kiana, Tanisha,
yeah, I thank
and
God
Lewis.
For my mom.
I thank God for that.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
God. Yeah, I thank God for my mom.
Because
my mom, she loves to come to the ball.
One at a time. I can't hear. Or what's the name? You can go ahead with it. But before anybody speak, we're going on with this conversation. I wanted to see if any callers on the phone line, if there's anybody that want to have anything to add or may have something to say about our two lovely, interesting topics tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, press 1, come in, you know, join the conversation. We will be up and out of here in about 10, 15 minutes. So if you have anything to say about the collections board or anything you want to know, you can also press 1, and we can always get in Fly and Jasmine from Cuba, and she can answer any of your questions. Thank you all,
mm-hmm.
y'all ladies, for being here in London and
hello.
All y'all still on the phone.
One serious question for you,
uh-huh.
all jokes aside. You know, uh-huh. you guys in America is going through a lot with family and friends, but have
mm-hmm.
you seen the videos of the African gay kids getting burned in Africa?
Yes, that was horrible.
They have
oh
no
my
family
God.
And no
yes,
friends.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
They beat him to death and then they're going to burn him and hit him inside the head with chips. I mean, he's dead already. How bad you want to beat
oh,
him? You want to burn
wow.
him and kill him?
Are
it's
you terrible. Where can I find
and other
that?
Countries like that, they don't approve of homosexuality, and if they find out you homosexual or whatever, they ostracize you in those different countries. Sometimes, like,
and we act so stupid here. And we act so stupid here.
They stone you to death. They stone you to death.
Mm-hmm. And we live in the land of the free, and we act so stupid here. We can't even like each other, and they're burning up Africa. This is bad. I'm going to hurt you, London.
Terrible.
Thank you for saying that. They burning up. Oh, my God. They're burning up kids.
They had the clip on YouTube there that they was putting it in the historian. They did it and put it in one of the groups. And this young man was beaten bloody and bludgeoned and hit with a crate. And then they sat there and put gasoline on him and just burnt him up. I'm like, okay, you beat him to death. Now you want to burn him to ashes?
Yeah, and then
they're not just
burning them. They actually, if they're renting a home and their landlord
yeah.
knows that they're gay, their
yeah.
landlord could get arrested and they get killed.
That is crazy. Oh, my God. And then I used to hear, like, one of my best friends, like, say, because she was from the islands. She said if they found that she was gay in the islands, I heard they would stone you to death. Jeez.
Hmm.
Stone hit with bricks and rocks?
That's horrible. I think that's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But definitely, getting back to the topic of family. Family is important.
Yes.
You know that. Family
true.
Is important. Everybody
mm-hmm.
needs their family. And a lot of
yeah.
these people, they don't have support. A lot of these Walton kids, they don't have a support
mm-hmm.
of family. So sometimes you, as a mother, you are that secondary family member in their life.
That's
sometimes
true.
You're the only family member in their life. So
yep.
you, as
mm-hmm.
a mother, you have to play that role, and you have to be some type of important and some type of role model in that
yep.
person's life. And, Tiana, I think you hit it on the note when you did say you can't be getting high with your kids. That's not right. And trying to have a
wait a minute.
Like that.
What Tiana told y'all guys? The way she be beating her kids like Precious?
Wait, what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you be beating your kids
like
bitch.
Do we have any more callers on this phone line? Because I'm going to have to get up out of here right now. Is there anybody there that's on the line that want to say anything
no,
or
no.
end up in our conversation?
You must got another appointment tonight. You're trying to get us off here, girl.
No, I don't. Actually... hold on.
Tiana, it was just a joke, bitch. Don't get too much.
No, I'm not. Okay. I was going to say, yeah, you're right, I do.
That was the eyewitness there. She hit my kids when they be coming out their mouths for me and try to get too much to me.
Wow. Well, I'm glad all of us ladies is on here. It's getting late and ain't nobody's calling in here. I'm not going to continue to just all of sitting here. It's lovely being here. But is there anybody, all of you coming up here, London, TT, Danielle, Kiana, Angel, I appreciate everybody's presence. I hope we all going to see each other at the collections ball on the floor trying to figure out who's going to get the money or who's going to win the money. And we all come out of different things. Tiana, thank you for calling in and being here with us, and everybody that's listening out on the phone lines, and all you people that's listening from your computer. Of course, you can tune into Kelly's show Monday. I'll be back with something real crazy next Tuesday, and we'll keep moving on with our experiences. So, Danielle, say goodbye to the girls.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a good night. Stay blessed.
Thank you, Danielle. I'm sorry, I was just reading something. TT, are you still there? TT's gone. Angel, are you still there?
Yes, bye, everybody.
Thank you, Angel, for coming on and staying on the phone. Tiana?
Yes, I want to say bye, everybody, and choose your gay parents wisely.
Wow. I like that one. Who else is here left? Kiana. Kiana, are you still there? Is anybody else still there?
Yes.
Oh, London, all the way from over there. Say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Good night, ladies. You all are lovely. Good night.
Oh, thank you. And I am the legendary Aurora East Coast Mother Nicole Kahn. I'm your friend, your sister. And anytime any one of you people would love to speak to somebody or find out something, or you want to know my story, you can always feel free to come and ask me. I'll tell you the truth. Thank you for listening here to me. Don't forget the collections ball, October 15th, $15,000 for the best entertainer. Who will be the entertainer of the year and get all that money? Whatever you do, do it safe. When you need a friend, go pray to the Lord, and I'll see you all back here Tuesday. Have a wonderful night.
Something to